It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I think it's a small peek inside of his golf soul. There's no way Tiger would quit at the Masters. Would he quit at the Players? Would he quit at the car crash open or whatever they're doing these days?
Easy, Norm.
December. Oh, that's
hitting a little
game.
Close
I'm
to
sorry.
Home for him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, true. Sorry. Yes.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Here's the thing about the Masters, Rick. It's the only major, where it's the same golf course.
Absolutely.
Right?
Same venue.
And so...
familiarity, everything.
It's the the fact that we all know it.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
That's right. We all know it. It's time for the e-brake. It's brought to us by Crawford Services AC and Plumbing and Advanced Hair Restoration. We all know it. Every year.
We all know it.
All right. We'll give you three candidates. You get to vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the sweet spot. They were talking to Monty, who just got a new dog. And then they were trying to talk Mino into getting a dog, and what would they call it? Some funny guesses, and then Monty said something that he realized he probably shouldn't say on live radio.
So you're Izzy's person.
Right.
So she's got to figure that out.
Yeah, so she's going to have to learn to be cool splitting time.
Well, I'm glad we have a new dog on the crew. That's awesome.
Still working on a station dog.
Yeah, that's...
still working on that.
That's kind of fallen by the wayside. We just got to get Mino with his brand new apartment. That is puppy friendly.
Yeah. I gotta crawl before I can sprint.
We got to get you little Dinwiddie, whatever you're going to call your dog.
Spunt.
Yeah, spunt. Yeah, a little spunt.
Yeah. Spunt.
If you adopt a dog, please name it Spunt.
If it's a girl. If it's a boy, I don't know. I'll name it Dinwiddie. Yeah.
Spunter.
Whoa, what? Nope.
What did you say?
I was trying to...
what are you doing?
Nothing.
You dumped yourself? On.
Yeah.
I
just realized I said a bad word.
Yeah. Did you use the first two words of spunt?
I was trying to make a male version of spunt and realize I said a bad word.
I mean, maybe you can say...
Well, we're off
we're
to
some
a
words
on.
I can't.
Roaring start here.
Well, congratulations, yes. Justin and Molly and Izzy. Yeah.
Okay, so what did he say?
It rhymes with stick.
Yeah.
But starts with the first two letters of...
Spunt.
Spunt.
Yes. Oh, okay. I see.
That's why they...
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Justin, I just love how he just jumped on himself.
That is the most callous.
Very sensitive.
The immediate self-penalty. He threw the flag on himself so quickly.
Put himself right into
it. No.
There's Monty.
And if you choose to vote for Monty, please be very, very sensitive.
Be very respectful, as he is candidate number one. Candidate number two, this is funny. It's always a free-for-all when someone said, hey, name this. It could be the athlete or, in this case, the movie. Donnie says, what was the basketball movie? The ridiculous guessing begins, and then Matt McLaren says something that stops everything.
What was the basketball movie where they kidnapped?
Air Bud.
Hoosiers?
Blue Chips.
Glory Road.
Pulp Fiction.
Okay. Basketball Diaries?
Like Mike.
They kidnapped Bow Wow.
Space Jam.
God, you guys are ridiculous.
Coach Carter?
All the basketball movies, you know? You want to keep going?
Air. Glory Road.
Wizard of Oz.
Air Bud 2.
Love and Basketball.
MVP, Most Valuable Primate.
He Got Game.
They played basketball in The Longest Yard.
White Men Can't Jump.
White Men?
Is it just one man? Is that one name?
He has no vert. Whiteman has no vert, dude. No hops, Whiteman.
What was his first name? Whiteman.
Josh.
What? Josh Whiteman can't jump.
Look at me.
All right, that'll do it. We can't go on after that.
I think they came up with that as Matt's rap name now, is Josh Whiteman.
Josh Whiteman.
Okay, but I have to plead something here.
What?
I swear I always thought that movie was White Man Can't Jump.
White Man?
Yeah.
Or Not Men?
Right. Really? So what he said
because it's Woody Harrelson, right, as the lead white guy, I guess, in the movie.
Yeah.
So White Man Can't Jump.
Or if you said that fast, it'd be Whiteman.
Yeah.
Which is basically what Matt said, but yeah, it's still a major stop down. So Matt is candidate number two. Here's a Corby Davey combo as they talk themselves into a very unfortunate corner. And, well, it's self-explanatory. You'll hear why.
Sure, they could have taken a business class like Stringer Bell did. Remember, he went to community college.
Yeah, absolutely.
They are buying cheap goods from China and then reselling them here in the U.S. at an incredible markup.
We think.
Yeah, I don't know what they're selling it for.
More China, man. More China, comma, man.
Huh.
Well, we did the story earlier.
No.
TikTok.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how
Bob,
we don't like them.
You're a gun guy. Have you shot a Glock?
I need to look at the list of guns I've shot.
My friend had...
Like, I'm dumb gun guy. So what... Well, I don't even know...
I'm just
I'm,
as dumb.
I'm dumb gun gun. Speaking of China.
Yes, I shot a Glock 19.
Okay, there's a bold claim there by Bob. And, yeah.
Boy, that's there's a show a that was all over the road.
There's a lot there.
There's a lot there.
All right, one more time.
Sure, they could have taken a business class like Stringer Bell did. Remember, he went to community college.
Yeah, absolutely. They are buying cheap goods from China and then reselling them here in the U.S. at an incredible markup.
We think.
Yeah, I don't know what they're selling it for.
More China, man. More China, comma, man.
Huh.
Well, we did the story earlier.
No.
TikTok.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how
Bob, you're
we don't like them.
You're a gun guy. Have you shot a Glock?
I need to look at the list of guns I've shot.
My friend had
like how I'm dumb gun guy. So what?
Well,
I don't even know.
I'm just
I'm,
as dumb.
I'm dung gung gung. Speaking of China,
Yes, I shot a Glock 19.
That's just crazy talk. All of that is
always on the brink of some kind of mildly racist comment somewhere
in
there.
Yes,
it's very offensive.
So, is it Monty? Is it Matt? Or is it the Corby Davey combo? 888-787 1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? What's that now?
What?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, hi, Musers. I'd like to vote for good old Corby and Davey. And, hey, big fan of you guys. Thank you all for taking my call.
Wow.
Hey, you bet.
Thank you.
Right there. That's how you vote right there.
That's
you
amazing.
Vote and say something nice about the show. That's great. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello.
Yes, I want to be on the emergency break for the week.
You're on.
Okay, you're on the emergency break.
Oh, awesome. Well, unfortunately, I'm also a white man that can't jump, so I'll go with Matt.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hey, Junior, it's Cruz and Lido.
Hey, Cruz.
Hey, would the P1s be interested at all in the video footage of the gal at lunch that kept saying like in every sentence? And I vote for Matt.
Not really. Yeah, not really.
Probably not.
No.
Hello, you are on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Yeah, before I vote, did y'all know that Ruth Ann and Lynn, they really do love to wear them cut-off britches and those skinny little halters? And guess what? They're second cousins to me, and but man, I don't care. I just want to get between them with a great big old...
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you.
Those
are James McMurtry lyrics.
Much. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'd like to vote very carefully for the hero of the hardwood and his spunt.
Okay. Thanks for the vote. Hi, you're on ticket AM, FM, and the stream.
Hi, I'd like to responsibly vote for Spunt Dinwiddie.
That'd be a great dog name.
That is a great dog name.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Monty's cousin, Spock with the eye. Okay.
Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Good morning, George.
Oh, my gosh. For the first time in 2025, it's Brady Tom.
Yes, it's Brady Tom. How did you know?
I know, just a wild guess.
Just complete That's shot in the dark.
Very wild guess. What? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I'm so happy to have you guys back. You sound so happy and joyful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brady.
Well, I'm going to agree with Corby. We need more Chinamen.
Okay, sir. Thank you for your vote. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake? Yes, ma'am.
What a noise what a back, that started this.
What a back-to-back in the batting order.
Who wants to face these two batters back-to-back?
Or,
yeah.
Yeah. I
want
to vote for Justin Monty Mayor, just so you know.
Uh-huh.
And y'all achieve, and y'all have a happy 2012 Luke 12. Love you.
It's just insanity.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Howdy, partners.
Who's this?
Howdy.
This is Elon Musk. Congratulations on y'all's new schedule.
I guess he is a Texan now, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Listen, we got to get rid of these dung-gun guys.
Okay.
They're taking over.
All right. Okay. We don't need you to read some tweets.
Hey, you're on the ticket. Oh, gosh. Whoops. No, you are not. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Hey, George. Good morning.
Morning.
I'm going to vote for Davey. How about that?
Okay.
How about that?
We will register that vote. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Sports? Hey, users.
Hey.
Who's this?
It's Bloody Murder Girl.
Oh, gosh.
How old are you again?
I'm not going to answer that for privacy reasons.
Oh, okay. Indeed. All right. Yes,
fair
indeed.
Fair
very fair. So very fair.
Who are you going to vote for?
I vote for Monty. Bloody Murder!
Gosh, and ladies and gentlemen, on that we have ourselves a winner!
So you're Izzy's person.
Right.
So she's got to figure that out.
Yeah, so she's going to have to learn to be cool splitting time.
Well, I'm glad we have a new dog on the crew. That's awesome.
Still working on a station dog.
Yeah, that's...
Still working on that.
That's kind of fallen by the wayside. We just got to get Mino with his brand new apartment. That is puppy friendly.
Yeah. I gotta crawl before I can sprint.
We gotta get you little Dinwiddie, whatever you're gonna call your dog.
Spunt. Spunt.
Yeah, a little Spunt. Yeah.
Spunt.
If you adopt a dog, please name it Spunt.
If it's a girl. If it's a boy, I don't know. I'll name it Dinwiddie. Yeah.
Spunter.
Whoa, what? Nope.
What did you say?
I was trying to
What are you doing?
Nothing.
You dump yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just realized I said a bad word.
Yeah. Did you use the first two words of spunt?
I was trying to make a male version of spunt and realized I said a bad word.
I mean, maybe you can say.
Well, we're off
we're
to
some
a
words
on.
I can't.
Roaring start here.
Well, congratulations, yes. Justin and Molly and Izzy.
Boy, we need that.
Nope.
All right, how many wins is that for Monty?
He should have gone with Spock. That was his problem.
Spock. Yeah, that's what he was looking for.
But instead, he went with a different...
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, good on Bloody Murder Girl for knowing privacy reasons. She should. That's very heads up on her part.
Yeah.
That is back-to-back wins for Monty. He now has 8 all-time, which puts him 131 behind the all-time leader, Norman Spunt Hitzkus.
All right. Way to go, Monty.